never done.
Thank you.
And over the next few days, hardly a peep is heard from young Philip. Though the servants notice him coming from room to room with perhaps an armful of ornaments or indeed more books, but the only time they actually see him is when he takes his meals.
He's not half a bad child. That nurse frightened about his little wits. He's civil if you speak to him, Sybil.
He's quiet enough anyway.
You slip in and look what he's been building.
Already have. It's marvellous. China and pagodas, ain't in it? Of course, it'll have to go before her nibs returns.
Oh, let him have it to play with until tomorrow. We'll clear it away before the nurse comes back in the evening. With her caps and her collars and her stuck-up ways.
His supper's nearly ready. You better go and fetch him.
But...
Wicked child!
Ow!
Wicked, you naughty, wicked boy!
You're hurting me!
What is the meaning of this mess?
I haven't broken anything. I'll put everything back.
You'll not touch any of it again. I'll see to that. I shall put everything away in the morning.
But you said I might take anything I like.
A liar as well as a vandal, eh? Hold out your hand.
But...
Hold out your hand! There. I'll teach you to lie.
What's going on?
You mind your own.
I will not. I've come to take him for his supper.
He's not having any supper. And if you want to keep your position, you'll hold your tongue. I am senior here. Come on, you young master liar. You're going to bed.
Let go of me!
And why had the nurse come back early? Well, Declan, the missing brother, had brought back a wife from his travels, and the nurse and the wife had not liked each other, and so the nurse had left the house saying something about not staying where she wasn't wanted, and returned to the Grange very angry. And so our friend and deliverer, Philip, finds himself in bed, and once again he is alone and unhappy. And now... he is drifting off to sleep.